podcast. This is Deividas, and you're listening to Independent Lithuanian Radio right here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial, and of course live streaming audio over the internet at ktym.com.
Отбега, отбега, Балтадина,
Балтадина.
Отплукя, отплукя, Балтадина.
Балтадина.
Там буйде веселих, бальти, бальти.
Бальти, бальти.
Одиделя лайми, ютей парти.
Ютей
парти. Та буя валиди, Балтадя дра. Та буя обленя, одра.
Hello, and thanks again for tuning into Independent Lithuanian Radio this afternoon. We thought we'd open up with another selection from Kitava, the album we've been promoting, and also as a special premium to you for any donation of $100 or more to Independent Lithuanian Radio. We send you a copy, and we wanted to point out to you that it's not just old Lithuanian folk rock, you know, taking Lithuanian traditional folk music and rocking it up, as you just heard. That sort of had this calypso beat, and it's really a very popular Lithuanian standard pop song. So they have a little bit of everything on that album, so we hope you enjoy it. There's a few things coming up in our calendar, but first we want to touch on the weather. You know, since we're talking about calypso music, wouldn't it be nice, huh? In Lithuania, they're coming out of a particular cold snap right now. And tonight's low will be 7 degrees. Yesterday's low was 2, okay? Tomorrow it'll get all the way up to 20, and at night only down to 10. So by the middle of the week, Thursday, Friday, you'll have highs in the high 20s, pushing 30, and lows in the teens by Sunday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day in beautiful Lithuania, right? It'll be 31 degrees with a low overnight of 20 in Vilnius, the capital city. Now, before we go on to our community calendar and ultimately news, we have some sad news to share with you. Adomas Jocas, a great supporter of this program, a great activist in the community, someone that was known and loved by all, passed away last Friday at the age of 90. He was born to a large family in Šaukėnai, Lithuania, and emigrated to Montreal, Canada after the war. Now, for many years in Canada, he worked in the lumber industry. He eventually started a restaurant with his brother, and they called it Adam's Restaurant. It was very successful. He got married to Birutė and had 2 children. Having saved enough money from the business, he ultimately emigrated to the United States and settled right here in Santa Monica. He leaves behind his wife of nearly 60 years, Birutė, and his children, Richard, with wife Pat, and daughter, Birutė, with husband Mark, as well as grandchildren, Kristina, Povilas, Lina, Malvina, and great-granddaughter, Haley. Adomas Jocas was an avid listener of our program, as I mentioned before. He would always go out of his way to say a kind word, tell me that he'd heard the show, and comment on it, and I always appreciated it. And he was a financial supporter too, but most importantly, he lent a true verbal support, and it always felt genuine to me. He's also a member of what I sort of call a mentor class of Lithuanian entrepreneurs, and I sort of want to emphasize that a little bit, because you know, he's amongst those people who came here with nothing. I don't mean to Santa Monica, I mean to the West. Left Lithuania, refugees, came with nothing. And without depending on governments or handouts or anything like that, they made their own way. He worked hard, back-breaking work in the lumber business, started his own restaurant, came here, invested in real estate apartment buildings in Santa Monica on the West Side, and was able to have a comfortable retirement and take care of his family, send the kids to college. I could go on, but there's not enough said about that, about the people who came here and built our community, with no one's help except each other's moral support that, yes, you can do it in America, in this land of opportunity. They did it. Adomas Yotsis. He had a great sense of humor, by the way. You know, he's just a funny man, always had a smile on his face. We will remember that. May he rest in peace. And we'll be right back. I suggest that you get your pens and pencils out because calendar is getting crowded. As a matter of fact, it's practically too crowded as far as I'm concerned. That's my little commentary today. It gets to be sometime that there's so much going on in our community, which is wonderful because you get this great choice of things. But tonight at Lithuanian National Center, that's on Glendale Boulevard, also known as Totne Namai, there is a program called Lituanika, okay, and it will celebrate the flight of Darius and Girėnas, famous Lithuanian pilots who flew nonstop across the Atlantic Ocean. They were emigrants to the United States, and in 1933, in July, they flew across the Atlantic Ocean, covering a distance of 3,984 miles without landing in 37 hours and 11 minutes. Now, in terms of comparison, at the distance of nonstop flights back in 1933, their result ranks second only to that of Russell Boardman and John Palando, and ranked fourth in terms of duration of flight at that time. Now, they didn't have navigational equipment. That was the whole unique thing. No navigational equipment and flew under unfavorable weather conditions. The flight was one of the most precise in aviation history. It equaled and in some aspects surpassed Charles Lindbergh's classic flight. Lituanica, which is the name of the airplane that Darius and Girėnas flew, also carried the first transatlantic air mail consignment in history. You can see likenesses of Darius and Girėnas on the 10 Lithas banknote in Lithuanian currency on the 10 Lithas. Anyway, details about their flight and the tragic ending. They crashed short of Kaunas somewhere in the occupied Poland woods. Forests, there's been all sorts of rumors over the years that they might have been shot down even by German troops suspecting some enemy. But regardless, tonight you can find out about the details. Dr. Gražina Sidūskaitė from Lithuania has been researching this and will speak tonight at 7 o'clock at Totne Namai, also known as the Lithuanian National Center, on Glendale Boulevard in Los Angeles, just about a mile and a half from St. Casimir's Parish Hall. Okay, then tomorrow at St. Casimir's Parish Hall will be the 23rd commemoration of the restoration of Lithuanian independence. Remember, we just had the original Independence Day, February 16th. This is the restoration of independence, which was declared in 1990. That is when the Lithuanian government, the Sąjūdis movement, with Landsbergis in the front, in the lead, taking the lead, declared its independence from the Soviet Union. It said, it's over, we never were part of you, we are free, and we've always been free. This was a very, pardon the language, ballsy move on Lithuania's part. It was the first country in the Soviet Union to tell Moscow where to put it. And it was the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union. We all know what happened. Remember, Lithuania was first, and everybody was, the rest of Eastern Europe was aghast. Everybody's mouth dropped open, and then little by little, they fell in line and did the same thing. So anyway, 23 years will be commemorated of this independence, and the Lithuanian General Consulas Valdemaras Sarapinas, a very, by the way, good speaker, entertaining gentleman, will be speaking tomorrow. And Agda Yanalevichute will provide program, play the piano, and it'll be a delicious lunch. So, anyway, that's tomorrow at noon at St. Casimir's Parish Hall. The actual commemoration, the commemoration ceremony and the speech is free to the public. Everybody's welcome to come. And if you'd like, then later will be lunch, and that will cost $25. And phone number 310-207-0416 for more information, 310-207-0416, 310-207-0416. Now, next week on the 16th, okay, the 16th at St. Casimir's Parish Hall in the evening at 8 o'clock, a legend from Lithuania is coming, the godfather of Lithuanian country music, as we say, country music. Virgis Stakienas will be in town and will be giving an intimate concert at St. Casimir's Parish Hall. Virgis Stakienas grew up in, Soviet Lithuania, and back then they would secretly listen to American country music, a little country music club, and they'd get together and listen to recordings. And when we talk about traditional American country music, besides the ballads and the love songs, there was a lot of love of country, a lot of patriotic and nationalist type music. And this was strictly forbidden. It was about America and big, beautiful, wide open spaces. Vitigas began to translate these songs into Lithuanian and perform them amongst a close group of friends. And eventually, with the independence movement in the late 1980s, it came above ground, so to speak, and began to sponsor concerts and back other performers in the mimicking American-style country music with Lithuanian lyrics. After translating songs, they began to write songs. Anyway, I can go on and on. Virgis Stakienas is certainly a living legend in that genre of Lithuanian music. It's political, and it's also just plain fun. So Virgis Stakienas, Saturday the 16th at 8 o'clock at St. Casimir's Parish Hall. Next week, Saturday, 8 o'clock, St. Casimir's Parish Hall. By the way, those of you who listen to this program should know that Vitigas speaks perfect English as part of that whole movement in American country music. He's self-taught English, and he speaks it wonderfully. So he'll be happy to talk to you and answer your questions should you show up. So that's next Saturday, a week from this Saturday, the 16th, at St. Casimir's Parish Hall. Okay, now the following week, we have representatives, consular officers from Lithuanian Consul General in New York coming to Los Angeles, and services will be provided the 22nd and 23rd of March, Friday and Saturday. They'll take applications at 2802 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica. This is a time to submit applications for Lithuanian citizenship, for passports, and to retrieve vital records from Lithuania, and to receive other consular services. Again, that's the 22nd and 23rd of March, Friday and Saturday. You must register at the Consulate General of Lithuania, New York, to receive these services. They're coming out here, but in effect, you have to make an appointment. You should do this by phone. Call New York at 212-354-7840, 212-354-7840, and let them know that you would like to speak to consular officers when they come to Los Angeles. That is Santa Monica specifically on the 22nd and 23rd of March. One more time, that phone number to register and set your appointment is 212-354-7840. And finally, at the end of the month will be the 59th, can you believe it, the 59th Verbų Sekmadienio Koncertas, or the Palm Sunday Concert at St. Casimir's Parish Hall. Always a classy event. Wonderful, beautiful religious music to remind us of the coming Easter. And it'll be the 24th of March. 24th of March at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It is always performed in church. It'll be performed in the church, St. Casimir's Church, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on March 24th. There will be guest soloists from the Los Angeles Opera. This is always a very nice event. Tickets are only $25, And afterwards, you get to meet the soloists from the LA Opera and the other performers of our very own St. Casimir's Parish Choir at St. Casimir's Church. It's always a nice reception with cocktails and refreshments immediately following the concert. Once again, that's the 24th of March, the 59th annual Palm Sunday concert at St. Casimir's Parish Church. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, we get you out to April. April 6th, Saturday night, the Baltic American Freedom League Awards Banquet. BAFL, as it is known, is Lithuanians, Latvians, and Estonians working together to keep a high profile of the Baltic states in Washington. Keynote speaker will be Representative Adam Schiff, who represents California's 28th Congressional District. Now, this is the awards banquet, and it's a very special awards banquet this year because the Baltic American Freedom League will be presenting the Baltic Freedom Award to our very own Marius Markavičius. Yes, Marius Markavičius, the writer and director of the documentary film The Other Dream Team. Regular listeners of Independent Lithuanian Radio will remember that we promoted this film and we had Marius on here when the film was released, and it's been critically acclaimed, shown all over the world. It's the inspirational story of the Olympic basketball team in 1992 and how most of the Soviet team were Lithuanian starters, and how the Lithuanians escaped communism and wound up winning a bronze medal at the Summer Olympics in Barcelona, even playing the United States, the first dream team, hence the name The Other Dream Team. Anyway, Modest will be receiving the award. Keynote speaker Representative Adam Schiff, as I said, will be the main speaker. It's going to be a great evening, a very special evening, at the Latvian Community Center. For tickets, you can call Marita at 818-321-1811. That's 321-1811, 818-321-1811. Or call me. I'm on the board of the Baltic American Freedom League and proud to be there, and I'll also take your reservation and be happy to hear from you. You can reach me at 818, use my office phone, 310-453-3727. That way, if I don't pick up, somebody can take a message or you can leave one. So to make arrangements to come to the annual awards banquet of the Baltic American Freedom League, Saturday, April 6th, okay, give me a call, 310-453-3727, 310-453-3727. I hope to see you there. There's a lot of other things going on. I'll keep you posted next week because we're simply going to use up the whole show on community events, so I want to get on to some news from Lithuania and the Baltics. Now, a minute ago, we told you how 23 years of the Restoration of Independence will be commemorated tomorrow at St. Casimir's Parish. Here in Los Angeles, in Lithuania, every year there's usually a parade. And over the last several years, this parade's gotten quite nationalistic, okay? And I think nationalism is a good thing. I believe in the old patriotic feelings. I don't think this program or our community would exist if it wasn't for good old Lithuanian patriotism and nationalism, for what it's worth, in the best sense of the word, okay? But apparently there's the European Union thinking, this one world sort of thinking, and if anybody chants Lithuania, Lithuania, some people get upset. There are people claim that chanting things like Lithuania for Lithuanians is by skinheads who are marching in these parades, supposedly, is inciting people, hurting people, and so on and so forth. Anyway, what's happening is the parade is going to happen, but it's being pushed off to the side, okay? So they're letting the parade go on, but it's being pushed off to a side street, okay? Vilnius Mayor Artūras Zuokas says that the idea of holding the nationalist rally on Upes Street to commemorate the restitution of Independence Day on March 11th is going to happen. Quote, "We have issued a permit for the march on Upes Street and no revisions for the decision are planned. The venue has been allocated. It is Upes Street, and we think that this will be the main venue for this type of event in the future," he said at a news conference yesterday. after the city did not sanction the nationalist rally on the central downtown Gedimino Avenue, where it was last year. Now, that's the street, ladies and gentlemen, that runs from the cathedral all the way down to Parliament Square. It's the main drag. That's where it was last year. Organizers applied to have the march there again. That was turned down. Then they asked for the parade route to be along Pilias and Gedimino streets in Old Town. Now, Pilias comes off the side of the Cathedral Square and goes up the hill. That was also nixed. Okay. Asked to comment on the intentions made public by the organizers to hold an unsanctioned rally, the mayor replied that, quote, Lithuania had laws and institutions that are in charge of enforcing the laws. Around 900 people took part in the march last year. Holding tricolor flags, the crowd marched through Gediminas Avenue and chanted the name of Lithuania and sang patriotic songs. Sounds terrible, doesn't it? But some human rights defenders criticized chants Lithuania for Lithuanians heard during the march and the participation of skinheads. Lithuania marks the day of restitution of independence on March 11th, celebrating the restitution of independence signed in 1990 that ended 50 years of Soviet rule. So there you have it again. What Lithuania and these countries go through for 50 years under the yoke of communism, everything. Now people are offended because some people chant Lithuania, Lithuania. Haven't things just simply gotten out of hand? On a brighter note, the best value in Europe, Old World Lithuania, the capital of Lithuania and the largest Baroque town in Eastern and Central Europe, whose Old World charm and picturesque streetscapes, I can't talk, earned it a designation as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, has been named the best value European city break destination. According to online reservation site Hotels.com, budget travelers looking for a weekend or short getaway within Europe should consider Vilnius, where the average hotel room comes in at 61 euros. While predominantly Baroque, the city is described as a textbook of architectural style, for also reflecting late Gothic and classic dome towers and castles that line the city's crooked, narrow streets. Popular attraction, well, I'll skip that. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the popular attractions in Vilnius. All right. Kind of interesting, the top 10 best value European city destinations, okay, Vilnius, best value, Riga, second, Krakow, Poland, third, Bratislava, fourth, Budapest, fifth, Tallinn, Estonia, sixth, Prague, Czech Republic, seven, Warsaw, Poland, eight, Athens, Greece, number nine, Bucharest, Romania, number 10. So out of the top 10, only one, Athens, Greece, is not in what would be called the former Soviet Eastern Central Europe. So anyway, book now. All right. Now, Lithuania, which still aims to introduce the euro in 2015, can join the single currency bloc without holding a national vote, says the Prime Minister, Algirdas Butkevičius. There are no fears and there is no need to organize a referendum. We already committed to adopting the euro when we joined the EU in 2004. However, that standpoint has been criticized by some members of the coalition party Order and Justice. They insist that given concerns about the euro future in many European countries, the parliament should call a referendum for adopting the euro. It should be added that back in January, polls showed 57% of Lithuanians had either a very or somewhat negative attitude towards euro adoption, compared to 32% of respondents who were positive. So, one of those people in that other party is Rolandas Paksas. Now, you'll remember he was once president of Lithuania, and he was the first Lithuanian president to be impeached. As a matter of fact, the first Lithuanian president, the first president of any EU country to be impeached. But now he's back, and he is writing that, quote, "It is rather strange that introducing the euro in Lithuania is seen as a final and undisputable decision. I think it is a wrong approach. Because when making a decision regarding the euro, we should begin with exploring all the pros and cons. Second, I would like to point out and emphasize the fact that according to our Constitution, the essential matters of the state should be decided upon by a national referendum. I would like to ask political analysts and scientists to not turn this statement upside down and start asserting that I oppose the introduction of the euro. Renouncing the Lithas and changing over to the euro is one of the fundamental matters of the state and therefore requires not only the best time and the most righteous decisions, but also the approval of the people. In order for the nation to be able to do it, we should initiate serious discussions about the euro as a new currency of our country, along with its advantages and drawbacks. Society needs to hear, and experts need to discuss in a well-reasoned way all the positive and negative aspects of introducing the euro, saying that, as it is done today, failure to introduce the euro would preclude investments from coming to Lithuania doesn't sound serious. How do these investments come to other countries that are outside the eurozone? And how, last of all, have they come to Lithuania up till now? Economists claim that with the introduction of the euro, the citizens and economic agents will be able to benefit from all the advantages of a common currency. There will no longer be a risk that the Lithas and euro exchange ratio will change. There will be no currency exchange costs anymore. International money transfers will cost less, and there will be better conditions for comparing prices, which in turn will induce competitiveness. The financial market of the state will become part of a much larger and more realizable financial market. However, when experts talk about the benefit of the euro to certain financial areas, the common people are mostly concerned with the fact that after the introduction of the new currency, prices would increase. This is demonstrated by other countries' experience. Probably there is not anyone who believes that after Lithuania joins the eurozone, the people's income will grow accordingly. The euro does not necessarily mean a better life. For instance, Finland has the euro, Denmark and Sweden do not, yet the economic situation and the standard of living are very similar in all three countries. Anyway, this goes on and on. Paksas makes a great case about a referendum, you know, and as regular listeners will remember, our attitude here is that be careful what you wish for as far as the euro goes. You just might get it. It hasn't exactly been a cakewalk, has it? Well, on a lighter note, and something that we covered here a few weeks ago, there were a couple of Latvian twin brothers, orphans actually, who are all tattooed with Lithuanian basketball fans, who renounced their Latvian citizenship, right, and were granted Lithuanian citizenship. Big publicity campaign and all that. Anyway, and here's the follow-up, sadly. Two drunk basketball fans were taken into custody for attacking a Real Madrid player named Rudy Fernandez after a EuroLeague match with Žalgiris Kaunas in Lithuania Thursday night. According to the press release, Naudis Mačius, one of the twin brothers who were recently granted Lithuanian citizenship, hit Fernandez on the head in Žalgirio Arena at the exit to the parking lot. After another Spanish man attempted to stop Mačius, his brother joined the fight. Both suspects, who gave up their Latvian citizenship to require Lithuanian citizenship, quote, actively resisted arrest but were detained and taken into custody. Naudis Mačius' alcohol level was 2.62. His brother Norman's blood contained 2.22 alcohol. The police started a pretrial investigation over violation of the public peace, which is punishable by public works or a fine of up to 2 years in prison. During Thursday's match in Kaunas, Fernandez received a hostile reception from local fans over the few incidents reported during the last game between Žalgiris Kaunas and Real Madrid, where he provoked Žalgiris players and was penalized by the EuroLeague. Now, if you've ever been to Lithuania in the summertime, you see the storks, especially up in the northern part of the country, in the Klaipėda, the region, Žemaitija. Did you know that Lithuania has the highest density of white storks in the world? It's considered the country's national bird, but there's an article out, and it's called Why Have White Storks Stopped Migrating? A new project to find out why storks are changing their migratory patterns has been launched by the University of East Anglia. In folklore, storks' strong wings would carry babies to parents around the world. But since the mid-1980s, increasing numbers of storks have stopped their annual migration from northern Europe to Africa for the winter. Are Lithuanian storks getting lazy? Well, we don't have time to get into the story now, but apparently storks are beginning to feed on junk food at rubbish dumps, and some of them don't feel the need to migrate to Africa anymore. And perhaps we'll have time to cover this story in more detail next week. This is Kęstutis Reivydas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. Thanks again for tuning in, and tune in next week for more news and information on Lithuania and the Baltics and more community affairs. Iki pasimatymo. Bye-bye.